On a Thanksgiving morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to my son, Quinn.
I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to my mom.
I'd say a happy Thanksgiving to my wife, Lily.
Let me say happy Thanksgiving to my mom.
Today, U.S. troops based all over the world will be hoping for a phone line and a chance to call home and wish their loved ones a happy Thanksgiving. As that day approached, we reached out to four of them, all members of the New York National Guard currently deployed to Camp Phoenix, Afghanistan.
This is Michael Mahoney. I'm a chief warrant officer in the New York State Army National Guard. I'm from Saratoga Springs, New York. And basically, on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to be probably working.
Michael Mahoney's job, at least in part, is helping soldiers to make those calls home. He sets up communication systems around Afghanistan, and here is how he was planning to spend his Thanksgiving Day.
We're doing a 5K race in the morning, and I think we're going to have a lot of people dressed up as turkeys and pilgrims and things like that, so it should be kind of fun.
And then there's the question of what's for dinner.
It's kind of a mystery right now, but I'm hoping for turkey, and I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to do. We eat pretty well here, and I think they're planning on giving us a pretty good dinner.
No matter what's on the menu at Camp Phoenix today, Specialist Elizabeth Bradley is set. Her family stays connected to her with a steady flow of care packages.
My dad gave me like 10 boxes of popcorn, and my mom, like every box of candy will have like a note that says, well, I know you like this because I remember when you were 8, you liked it.
Think of this as a note to or from the troops in Afghanistan. We've been reaching out to them, and we found some of their families were doing the same.
I got my mother in my other ear right now.
That's Captain Lynn Currier, and she was talking to her mom, which is something she does 2 or 3 times a week. She put her mother on hold, sorry, Mom, in order to tell us what she's thankful for.
You know what I find so important is that if you really have a good family circle, which I do, I mean, I have the best family that anybody could have, and here I have my mom at home watching my young son, and as long as he's around family, I am okay.
It's not my first go-around on this type of thing. It never gets easier.
That's Sergeant Michael Cantley. He's already served at Ground Zero and in Iraq. Now in Afghanistan, he's away for another holiday.
You just have to concentrate on doing your duty and maintaining your focus here. I mean, you know, your thoughts always drift back to home, but that's not your reality at the moment. You know what I mean? Your reality is here.
Sergeant Michael Cantley, Captain Lynn Currier, Specialist Elizabeth Bradley, and Chief Warrant Officer Michael Mahoney. They are four of hundreds of thousands of U.S. soldiers, Marines, sailors, and airmen deployed overseas this Thanksgiving. And just in case the four that we spoke with do not get through to their families today, here's what they'd like to say.
I'd like to say a happy Thanksgiving to my wife, Lily, my co-workers at the VA hospital in Northport, and to the New York Yankees.
Happy Thanksgiving to my mom, Elizabeth Melvin, who is in Boston Spa watching my young son. Happy Thanksgiving to my son, Brandon, and all my family back in Barrie, Vermont, and Northfield, Vermont. Say happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to my mom and my dad and my stepmother and my sister and my 3 brothers and my nieces and my nephew and all the family, because they'll be celebrating Thanksgiving without me.
I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to my son, Quinn, my daughter, Catherine, my mother and father, and my girlfriend, Carol.
Oh, you know what? I almost forgot.
That's Sergeant Cantley, who ran back to the phone with one more Thanksgiving wish just as we were about to hang up.
I'd also like to say happy Thanksgiving to all my buddies at 69th Infantry and Lexington Avenue in New York City. You know, have some Jameson for me.